Welcome to VFN Radio. I am your host, Greg Lancaster, and I am so excited about coming back spending time with you and joining me today to encourage you so we can walk together in God is the one, the only producer of VFN Radio program, Patrick, the New Orleans Saints fan, Hamilton.
Good morning.
Also joining us from the city street, 15 miles outside of NYC, as today we're focusing on 9/11, remembering 9/11, is the one, the only, John Ramos.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, and we have a shout out this morning to all of our listeners. Najina, I've been thinking about you, girl. Be encouraged. Just give a big shout out to Houston out there. I also want to give a shout out to Denver, to Sharon and Brett. Oh, I just so enjoy speaking to you, Brett, and hearing what you guys are doing out there and how God is moving and blessing you. Give a shout out also to Nicole. It was so good to see you in the Emerald Coast area. What a surprise. You are just such a beautiful, beautiful lady, and it's just encouraging to hear how you're hearing God's voice. Also, we'll give a shout-out to New York, Joanne. Oh, my goodness. You're such an encourager. I can imagine if I was in bed and you were my nurse and I was in the hospital, the way you encourage everybody in the hospital as a nurse. So encouraging. You love your patients. You pray for them. God bless you. Enjoy spending some time with you that day. You are listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me today, as I'm glad to be back, is John Ramos.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Also joining me is Pat Hamilton. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Woo, here we are. We are live right now on VFN Radio, and I am so glad to be back. Oh, you know what I'm saying? It's just been...
Yeah.
I know you guys are just sad that I've come back to to talk about the wonderful things the Lord is doing. But I first want to say, you know, John, how you did a wonderful job hosting you and Pat. I appreciate what you guys did. I was so encouraged by hearing, you know, in my time away, I'm listening, you know, to the encouraging words that are shared. And oh, my goodness, there's so many important things, you know, shared. Yeah. On VFN Radio, you know, you hear so many. I mean, I don't know. I guess God just turned the whole media thing over to the adversaries. Just like, you know, no, they turned it over to like I think Romper Room or something. It's like, are you guys serious? I mean, come on.
Real.
Do you all know how ignorant this sounds? It was just, there's this one, you know, years ago. There was this minister years ago on radio, and a friend of mine tells me about him. He says, "Well, country minister, you know." And he said, you know, when I first started ministry years and years ago, he says, I thought I was ignorant. But since then, after I've been in the Lord for a while, I just feel ignorant, ignorant, and ignorant. I'm telling you, that's pretty profound, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I used to know some stuff. You know, I used to fight for a lot of things, but now, I mean, I don't fight for too much, but the things I do fight for, I will die for. But, you know, hey, they got to work it out. You know, pick your leg up, put it back on. We're going to make it. It's going to happen. And, you know, it's just amazing when you start walking in God for a period of time and just time alone in God begins to just, you know, takes the revelation that God gives us and begins to just, you know, like a fine wine, for example, that you first mix it. It's got like just whatever fruit juice or whatever. But when after a while, when it sits and it does whatever it does, it just becomes to a fine wine, like the Holy Spirit, you know. The very first thing that Jesus did at the wedding feast was he took water and he turned it into wine. And the man knew after all the bad wine, he said, this is good wine. Mm. You know, and there's something about, you know, when God gives you a revelation, if you don't let go of it and you hold on to it and you fight and you say, God, I want your blessing. I want this to come to pass. That out of that, he begins to just kind of mature that revelation and begins to just, you know, bring more dimension to it. And so you got to go back and go, well, you know, I was thinking that it was that, but this is what it really is, you know, and it's amazing. And it's so encouraging that now, you know, here we are in talking about the things of God, you know, and it's not from some other man's. I want to give a shout out this morning to Peter. Peter, I am looking at my shirt. Look at this, John. Look at that. I am looking at my shirt right now, Peter. I am blown away, man. This is beautiful, man. And you know, you know, some of the revelation that God has given us, and one of the things we talk about is don't eat another man's groceries. And that's all that's been taking place. That's all that's been taking place is quite often is everybody's living off somebody else's shopping and spending time writing the grocery list and deciding what they're going to fix for dinner when God wants to have a relationship with you directly. You know what I'm saying? And this shirt, and we have a way to be able to do it, of course, at iabide.org. And that's what it says. The shirt says, Peter, oh my goodness, man. This is awesome. It says, don't eat another man's groceries. And it says, and then it says, I guess on the front right pocket, it says iabide.org. And if you want one of these, you know, let us know. And Peter says he's there for you. And I don't know what it would cost to get it, but I'm sure he would. He'll let you know just if you. It's just really cool. I mean, we want to wear these revelations. We want to wear them out.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything that Pat's told me that you taught me is that if you put it on a T-shirt, he'll wear it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like it's amazing the people that's like I've never heard anything from them, and that's not Pat because Pat definitely's got an opinion. I'm talking about just in general. That I'm like. You've never said anything about Jesus, but your bumper sticker says something about Jesus. Well, bless the Lord. We'll just give you a bumper sticker.
Yeah,
if that's what it's going to take to move you in the 5th percentile of sharing the gospel with somebody, we'll give you a bumper sticker. But give imagine. Huh? What's that?
We'll give you two.
We'll give you two. One for the front, one for the back, and one for the forehead. Listen. A T-shirt. This is great, Peter. I can see it, man. I think what the Lord showed you about people lining up about the 3 miles... I think that's not a local thing. That's like that we can speak through these shirts. You know, we can speak through them. So let the Lord lead you in that. And we're excited about participating in that. And any way that we can bless you as you're blessing our audience out there, that's just really cool. And, of course, you can go to VFNTV.com and let us know if you're interested in it. But it's really cool because people are going to ask you, what do you mean don't eat another man's groceries? And they're saying that for 5 years. You know, for 5 years, for example, you've been showing up at a place, which is great because the gathering of the church, but you never thought about eating your own groceries. You never thought about growing your own food in the garden of God. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's just, that's a huge revelation. And you heard it on VFN radio. And, oh my goodness, you just got it here. If you're interested in it, just let us know, you know, contact us through VFNTV.com. You can have a way to contact us there and just let us know and tell us, you're interested in the I Abide shirt, you know, about don't eat them groceries, and we'll pass that on, and we'll just see what God does with that.
Yeah.
But cool. I can see
definitely a T-shirt I want to see Pat wearing for sure. I'm sure he'll be sporting that one.
It's got to have like a Saints logo on it somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe a price tag dangling like his hat, the little price tag thing.
Oh, man, come on.
Straighten your hat up.
I don't even wear hats.
No, no.
You got that tilted thing going on, doesn't
it? You're right. Pull your hands up. Pull your hands. Okay. The but I do want to talk about this morning, you know, the celebration that we have going on that Pastor Youssef and the Iranian pastor has been released after 3 years of being in jail because he refused. I mean, if this statement alone is shouting to us in America, like, do you really want to integrate the Antichrist Islam religion into your culture that locks this man up for just loving Jesus and refusing to deny him?
That's right.
That's it. You know, and so, you know, with that, you know, look at that. He was in jail. You can see this on the VFN, VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and look at it. And we've been praying for quite some time for this. And it was actually, was it the ACLU J that, not J Sekulow, but his son, Sekulow Jr. Yeah, right.
The other Sekulow.
The other, the younger version. And,
the younger version?
Yeah, the younger version. And he...
he's been on the forefront of this.
Well, he's the one exposed it. He's the one that went there and exposed it. Sort of like, you know, the Brody, you know, Brody file. He's the one that exposed the DNC's platform. He went there and they actually, somebody called him up and contacted him when he was there and said, check this out. And it's like, they're pulling God and Israel out of it. And it's like, it just takes one person who's willing, you know, God looks for a man to stand in the gap. And You think about that with Jay Sekulow's son. You think about that with Brody, you know, mm-hmm. and because Brody did that, a lot of people who are in the Democratic National Convention, they were shocked and they wanted to change that.
Yeah.
But it took Brody to stand up and because somebody called him and notified him, and he just said, listen, oh my goodness, they removed God in Israel. And a large majority or a large group of people that are Democrats, they want to say, hey, you know, put God back in there. Mm-hmm. You know, and even though, you know, there's others that were shouting, I mean, everything was revealed in that one moment.
Mm-hmm.
That one moment revealed the strategy of the adversary, not the strategy of people, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but the strategy of second heaven. You know, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness, principalities, and evil spirits in the heavenly realm, and that. They, and of course, it works through people that have to surrender themselves over to Satan's causes.
Right.
But understand that when you see people jump, some people going, yes, we want God back. And then you see somebody else standing up and going, no, boo. And it's like, what? Are you right. booing God? You know, what are you doing?
I know.
I mean, and then we're going to talk more about where we are prophetically. You got to stay tuned today to VFN Radio, because I'm going to share with you some things the Lord shared with me and downloaded to me that you know, it'll awaken you. And this is the word that you're going to hear. You're going to hear the word, brace yourself.
Mm.
You know, brace yourself. There's nothing worse. I mean, when you're going to, you know, based on what Pat tells me, when you're fighting and boxing in a ring, you know, that you got to have your feet solid on the ground. Well, Andrew, my trainer that I had, he was like smaller than me. Andrew, if you're listening, give a shout out this morning to Birmingham. That he was smaller than me, and he was trying to make me smaller because he's my trainer, you know. And he just it was. I mean, if you need a trainer, I mean, definitely he's in Birmingham now. He's abandoned me. He's not in Birmingham, and he's so kind and compassionate, and he goes with you. He don't say go run. He actually runs with you.
Oh, wow.
He walked with me quickly.
Like you ran.
Yeah. But anyway, so he's showing me some soccer and stuff because he's from Bahamas, you know, and so he's into soccer and all. And he's like, push me, and like try to get the ball. I'm like, I'm like, dude, this guy's nailed to the ground because he knew how to stand in a way that you just can't push him off his core center. But he's a smaller guy, but he was just solid in his stance. I mean, it was amazing. It was like this. It's like, how could this be? You know, and Chris, I was, you know, anyway. So
yeah,
and he was teaching me, and we got, and what I'm going to share with you today, and what we're going to share with you, we got to be like Andrew. We're going to have to learn how to stand, embrace ourselves in an adversarial environment. In a tidal wave of that God is allowing to come upon his people who have become very religious, but very away from him. And so we need to hear from this, because if we're away, we can come back. If you can be led astray, that means you can be led astray, which means you can come back from being led astray. And that it doesn't matter if a leader is leading you astray in regard, you can't blame that leader. I mean, they're going to be held accountable, but you're going to stand alone for being astray.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, oh, hey, you know, I was led astray. And, oh, okay, well, you'll stand in the hell line. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's like, what the hell am I doing here? You know? It's like, it's the same place. You answer right. alone, no witnesses and no suspects. And that it's not as religious as religion has made it out to be. It's about a relationship with God who loves you. And the consequences are eternal. These are eternal consequences. And when you get free from religion, you're going to begin to enjoy your life again. And it's no longer going to be this pittance that you're paying on a rigorous basis to satisfy your religious inklings inside of you. You're going to know Jesus. You're going to love mm-hmm. him. It's a freeing thing. But it's, you know, not a freeing thing for those who are held captive by religious spirit, then they're going to be tough on you. But hey, do you rather be treated tough now by a Pharisee, or being treated horrifically where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth by the Satan,
right?
Which Jesus talked about again and again and again He's the one that preached more on hell than he did, you know, many other things.
Sure.
And the reason why he's doing it is that he doesn't want us to be there. And so, you know, we need to listen up to that and understand this. People say, well, the Lord's not going to come back for 100 years and, you know, he's not going to be here for this. And we, this has got to happen. But listen, every day, hundreds of thousands of people die. Today could be your day. So it doesn't matter whether you figured out when he's coming back or not. And Jesus don't even know, which means those men don't know. So don't pay attention to that. Realize that you could die today. So you got to pay attention. You got to pay attention because this could be your last day. And some of the things I'm going to talk about, you know, in Isaiah, this is what Isaiah prophesies. He says, the grave is licking its lips. This is what God, the grave is licking its lips. Listen, that means this. If we were to die today, doesn't matter what we did. There's nothing we can do after that. So whatever we did up until that point, that will determine our eternal destiny, whether it's going to be heaven or it's going to be hell. And so you need to listen up. And, you know, we have a lot of fun. And it's like, you know, we're just telling you what it is. Right. And I really believe that, you know, that it is what it is. And God honors our decisions, whatever our decisions are. But it's not as religious as religion's made it out to be. I mean, people have a tenacity. We just have a natural ability just to be religious. It's amazing. I mean, people who don't even know God, you know, can kick into some religious mode, and you got to look real careful. Like,
you don't even know
Jesus,
right?
You know,
right.
You're like, what are you doing? Well, I just saw my mother. She always did this with the, you know,
that's right,
the man of the cloth. And I'm like, what did Tarzan have to do with this? You know what I'm saying? It's like the man of the cloth. What is up with that? The man of the cloth. And I was, that's just like, you know, come on. That's ridiculous. And so the man of the cloth. It's like, oh my goodness. Tarzan. Anyway, so, but I do want to say this before we get started. Eddie, oh my goodness, man. I was thinking about you and your insanity, man. I mean, a vice presidential candidate and you both are just running rapidly in your living rooms. I'm waiting to see you on some info commercial going, that was me then, this is me now, you know, and like showing a rib or something like they do. It's like, my gosh, you need some meat on you, dude. Anyway, so how are you doing, man? I want to hear from you, man. I bet you, I can imagine, because if I lost, you know, I lost 10 pounds. You know, my goal is 20.
Mm-hmm.
And during this week I was away, I found 5 of them.
Oh, my goodness.
And I wasn't even looking for them. I wasn't even looking for them. You know, and I thought, where did you come from? I am not even looking for you. Can you imagine? Like, I'm not playing hide and go seek.
Well, you didn't have no biscuits, did you?
While
you
no, I had, you I had no, no, no. Those are more up north, I think, you know.
No swelling, nothing like that. All right, making sure.
And we won't talk about the swelling. Anyway, so, but, you know, I wasn't even looking for these 5 pounds. I mean, I wasn't even looking for them. And I wasn't even boasting about the 10 pounds. I was just being silently quiet and grateful, you know, for these 5 pounds. And it's like, I don't know what happened. You know, it was in between fettuccine Alfredo and a bologna sandwich during this week off. It's like, you know, I don't know. I was stuck in between, you know, fettuccine Alfredo and a bologna sandwich. And somewhere in between these two destinations, these
really?
5 pounds popped up, and it's like, come on, what's up with this? So, you know, I'm going to send that 5 pounds back to where it came from.
Yeah,
I'm sending them back to fettuccine. I'm sending them back to bologna. You know, come on. I mean, this has got to go. But I am totally committed that I am going to get the physique that Pat has. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
You know, he's going like, I'm a little stuffy. Stuffy, dude, look at you. We must be huge to you. He was like, you know, Chris and I are like floating around like blimps at the what's that parade? Macy's parade. And he's calling himself big, and Chris and I are going like, dude, are you calling us like floats or something? What's up with this? You know, I mean, wait, at least where do we lose some weight or something? Yeah, Jiminy bony crickets. And so
boasting, I tell you, man.
Yeah, I feel like the big, you know, thing floating by Pat, you know, the ride they have in front of Macy's.
You don't have any string tying you down there? I mean, you don't have any, jeez.
Dude, isn't that something? That's totally something. And so, can you imagine? So here we are, you know, we're walking down the road. I can see us now. We're going to be in Montgomery this weekend.
Birmingham
this weekend. And, you know, we'll be marching. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. And you know, Pat will have these strings and Kristen will be floating above his head like a blowfish. You know, we'll float up there, you know. He'll be like, I mean, I'm just gaining so much weight. Like, I don't even want to hear it. I don't even want to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know, so, but I just thank God for the five that I did not find, you know, the whole 10. I only found five, but I'm committed, man. I'm committed. When we march all the way, because we're going to go this weekend.
We want pictures.
You got Photoshop, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, when we're going to go this weekend, you know, redigging the wells, and we'll talk some more about it tomorrow. But if you are in the Birmingham area, you know, you've got to go to redigging the wells. Go to the VFN torch at VFNTV.com and just go type in redigging the wells or Birmingham in the key area search right there. And, you know, hopefully put that up in a focus today on the top three, too, so they can have that, John, if you could, or get somebody to do that. But understanding that we're going to be marching the Sixth Avenue Baptist Church, the bombing that blew up,
mm-hmm.
you know, right after the march and Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech in Washington, D.C., right after that great presentation of I'm just holding you to what's written on paper.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
We've got to grab that prophetic statement of Dr. King. Because we're going to lose our Constitution. I was just listening to VFN radio with you guys playing the segment on the Fourth Amendment. You've got to listen to the original intent for a nation, and before it's irrelevant.
Right.
And but that as soon as this awesome thing took place, you know, with Dr. King and the great gathering on the Mall, right after that there was a bombing at Sixth Avenue Baptist Church where these. Right. These girls were in nursery school or the Sunday school and they got killed in this bombing there. And an attorney stood up and we'll talk more about this tomorrow. And, but he said the wells of justice, the wells of justice have been corked today.
Mm.
And then it just resounded across America. And so this weekend, we're going to unplug the wells of justice by God's grace. We're going to go and just march. Dude, we're going to be marching from 6th Avenue Baptist Church. And it was going to be in Legion Field, but they moved it to a different location. We're going to march from there early in the morning. I think we're going to get up at 4 a.m. or 3 a.m. No. And, you know, Pat's going to walk and hold our strings as we float down there. And but we're hoping we're going to capture some of this for VFN TV as well, and just it's a moment.
Good.
It's a moment to remember, and we're just honored that we're invited. And we're going to talk more about that tomorrow, and talk about you know why are we going? I mean, God, you know, laid me on their hearts to be able to be there for a specific reason. It's the prophetic word. It's the connecting of His body and all of us joining together and saying, you know, God, this is wrong. This is wrong, what has taken place. But, oh, my goodness, the Lord is good. I'm so excited about being back with you. Be right back in just a moment. Yeah, I think about that, Promise Keepers, when Coach McCartney, began, God touched his heart and he began to share with his friend about, we just got to get, men together and we got to get people together. And two men... One man, then two men, then 40 men, as they began to do this and build small groups of men around America, then eventually that filled stadiums. But the stadiums weren't filled because Coach McCartney had an idea.
Mm-hmm.
It was because God wanted to begin to get men in small groups and begin to show them himself. And so that happened. Mm-hmm. But the problem is when it came out of the stadiums, it just died out.
That's right.
You know, and what God birthed in us at that particular point was, that it was time. What is the next step after the stadiums? And if you go look at our history, our history started with next step. And it was it wasn't just an idea. It was like, what's the next step after the stadium? Because these men were alive, and they went back to sleep and they got seduced again. They went back to where they were when they were dead. They came out. They came alive in the stadiums and the small groups, and they went back in the dust. So what was the problem? And then we went through a process of repentance where we went into the wilderness to repent for the turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, and God moved mightily. We finished that aspect of it. And then we went with the traditional model of what we've seen happen, and all we realized that is what's producing the death. And we had to stop that. Then God called us out to begin to birth, you know, what we're doing today, understanding that God wants his church back. And I think about this. I think about, you know, that, you know, Reverend Billy Graham worked really hard. I mean, they would start probably a year, 9 months in advance to focus and fill one particular stadium. And he would go in there, the stadium, and everybody worked so hard to bring whoever to come into that stadium and fill those seats to be able to preach the gospel to them once. Wow. And then when he would preach once, think about it, when he preached once, that all of a sudden people would find God. People would get saved. And they, and he transformed a lot of our nation and our presidents and all the things because he just preached the gospel one stadium at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about this. You think about how very specifically that here we are today.
Right.
And what we're finding out that God's called us to stadiums. We've seen the stadiums filled with people. We've seen them filled with people. All across the nation, we've seen them. We've seen them crying out to God, and we've seen this taking place. But what's going to happen first, like the groundwork happened to Reverend Billy Graham when he began to work and do what was going on. He would begin to do the work, and then the stadium would be filled to preach the gospel once. But what we found out is this, in VFN radio, based on what we're understanding at this present point, that when we share with over the 900 million people that are available right now and they're connected in the social media atmosphere, there's 1/6 of the world's population, that if we share with them VFN TV and the VFN radio program, that out of every dollar that we use to share it with them, one of them comes and sits in our virtual stadium. And they don't come, and they like us on Facebook, or they connect to us and download our app, but they like us. And so $1 produces someone sitting in that seat based on what we presently see. Where, think about it. So, and with Reverend Billy Graham, who did an awesome thing for the Lord, you know, he preached once to him, but with VFN TV and the data radio program, when you sit in our virtual stadium, when you sit and listen and you have your VFN TV app, you have your VFN radio, you have Facebook, you have the VFN Torch. I mean, it's just, you're just every day the gospel is coming to everybody who sits in our stadium. When you help fill that stadium, that virtual stadium, for $1 per person, it looks like, think about it. I mean, if you just write $10 a month, you can fill 10 more seats in this virtual stadium. The probability is just huge. I mean, think about it. Even $100 a month, 100 new seats get filled a month. You have this 1,200 seats that you filled at the end of that month yourself, all by yourself, or maybe even a dollar. We can begin to transform instantly. Think about it. I'm looking right now at a particular article on a broadcast that we had over 73,000 people. Think about that. That's a stadium of 73,000 people that heard the prophetic word over what's taking place on one particular segment. Be a part of it. Let's turn the heart of this nation, and we can turn the heart of this nation by filling this virtual stadium. And if we'll fill this virtual stadium, this is what I believe. We'll fill stadiums all around this nation, but they first have to be filled, and the gospel has to be sown into their hearts now. How can you do that? Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Click on fill the stadium now, and maybe it's $1 a month, maybe it's $2 a month, maybe it's $100 a month. By doing that, you fill the virtual stadium, and we can preach the gospel every single day to them, where Reverend Billy Graham only preached it once, and look at the return. We can turn the heart of this nation. Do it now. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. You know, we're talking about the Father and Son camping trips, and we're going to be talking about, you know, religion in just a moment. And but remember Adam Narvaez.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's now the police. Lord, we just pray for the community. He's a great guy. And he, when he was young, he always wanted to be the police. I mean, he always wanted to be the police. And so when he came out to the Father and Son Campus Trust with his father Sam, which is now with the Lord, which just loves Sam, and it's John's brother. And you know, he was a little bit littered in.
A little bit. Not much, though.
And he's just like, I want to be security. You know, we've got 1,000 tents all over the place. We got campers everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, we pass out in those events because we're just exhausted. And we thought about, I mean, and Adam's running around with his radio going, 10-4, 10-20s, I'm over here, 10-4, I got it. I'm swinging over there. And he's just riding his golf cart all over the place. And he's got his radio talking back and forth to other people who are doing security. And we're thinking, he's so intense. He is on the ball. We can go to our tent.
Mm-hmm.
We can close our eyes and get a couple hours rest before this next huge day starts. We're feeding over 5,000 meals. One day we feed over 5,000 meals in one weekend and get some rest because Adam is on the watch. I mean, every 5 seconds he's talking. We had to give him his own channel on the radio.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
I don't know. Was he answering himself? Who was the other person?
I have no idea.
It was Sam, maybe.
Might have been Sam.
Might have been Sam. And so we go to sleep. We had so much trust in his ability to watch over us and keep us safe, right? You know, it's Adam. Adam's going to take care of us. He's going to take care of us, right?
Yeah.
And so we might have a picture of this. We've got to find that picture. We've got to put this on the BFNTV blog. So we wake up in the morning knowing everything's totally fine, and we go into this huge tent of meetings where we all get together,
mm-hmm.
and we found Adam sleeping on the stage. He was asleep.
Oh,
we have no idea, but he passed out on the stage. And we're thinking, oh my goodness, all night long there was no security. He was sleeping on the stage. I want to encourage you, Adam, stay awake. Stay
yes.
awake on the watch.
Yes, please.
That's why I learned how to drink coffee on patrol, man. It really works. It really works. But that was something, wasn't it? It was so
was
funny.
Amazing.
It's like we took a picture of them before we woke them up on the stage. So we were able to have that. And it's so cool. Now he is a police officer. He had a lot of training. He started his training at the Next Step Father and Son Camping Trip.
Yep.
Isn't
amazing.
Cool? Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me is Pat Hamilton and John Ramos. Adam is the police. He was sitting there with his little walkie-talkie radio sitting beside him, passed out on the stage, whatever who or his buddy was, and sleeping. And we felt so sweet. Like,
oh,
we're like, well, man, dude, there's no way.
False sense of security. False sense of security.
Yeah, false sense of security. And we just, you know, I mean, he was so, and remember, it's just like, give Adam his own channel. We cannot discuss the entire event right. And your dad was just, he was so cool, you know, because he just like, he just knew Adam, didn't he? He's like, okay, he's back and forth. All right, I'll be there. Oh, my goodness, man. That was so cool. Well, he is the police today. You know,
he
we want
the police
to
get married in a few days. So,
yeah, we just,
another adventure.
Yes, yeah. I'm looking forward to that. We just had an officer in his area last night run over and kill two. Teenagers.
Mm.
Don't know all the details about it yet, but we want to keep them in our prayers. Probably you can find out more about that at northescambia.com, the details on it. But, you know, you got to really, I mean, we just need to keep them in our prayers, whoever this officer is, and the family who've lost their teenagers. And I want to encourage you, if you're a teenager, listen to your parents. You should, you know, it was like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. A teenager should not have been on the road that early in the morning, walking down a road. And
they ran him over.
Yes, it ran.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it ran them over, and it was just a tragedy. And so we want to remember them. And so for all of our listeners, you can find out more probably about that at northescambia.com. I want to give a shout-out this morning to my mother and my father who are listening this morning. I want to say hello, Mom. Hello, Dad. I wish it'd be so cool to have them on VFN Radio so you guys can hear them. Hilarious.
Yes.
You know, I think every time my mother and I get together, we just laugh the entire time, you know, talking about things that are going on. And my dad and I were just talking about, you know, the prophetic things that are taking mm-hmm. place, and God spoke to him a very encouraging word about the division in the church is going to be being removed. And when the division is removed, then the church is the kingdom's going to fill. People are going to come,
mm-hmm.
and the dividing walls are going to come down. And it's just so cool. So praise the Lord! Glad to have you guys listening this morning. The VFN Torch. The VFN Torch,
yes.
I want to tell you about the new additions, and you can get to the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. But you'll notice the menu, they've created new aspects of the Torch network where originally you had to search for everything, and it's still good to go up to the right-hand corner and type in any topic. I mean, I was thinking, you know, the thing about it, we have so much information hitting us that it's not that you forget, it's just something else took that memory's place.
Yeah.
So you got to go back and revisit knowledge again. And one is, you know, we need to know why we're saying what we're saying. And there's a huge difference between, you know, the Quran and the Bible, you know, Islam and Christianity. But we need to see the Quran next to the Bible, you know, their verses to our verses to understand they are the antithesis of the gospel. It's antichrist. They say that Jesus is not the Son of God. He's not the Christ and all these different things. And so I was able to go onto the Torch and type in, you know, Islam, and a few things came up about it, but I saw Islam versus Christianity, Bible versus Quran, and pulled it up and refreshed myself. Right. And looking, because you keep looking at what's happening in America, is like, okay, now, did I forget this is stupid? Or did the, am I just forgetting things? You know, and I went back and like, nope, it's stupid. So the Torch is there to not only, don't just know it once, go back and remember it, and it's going to be there for you as long as the Lord allows it. Everything's always James. Well, you say, what time is it? It's 4:15, which is James 4:15. If it's in God's will, you know, that's how it's going to be. But the menu at the top of the, you'll notice that you can get to different areas now. You know, every day we have the word of moment of wisdom. We have a lot of prophetic warnings, you know, that take place and things that God is sharing to us. We have, you know, some humorous moments that we laugh about, and some of our listeners say it's funny. You know, and he says, you know, that you know, a merry heart is like good medicine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if anything right now, better than Prozac is laughter.
Amen.
You know, we just need, even in the midst of, and this one thing about my family, we've always had the ability to laugh at the most inappropriate times. But it's like, you know, that's when you need to laugh. I mean, not that we're not being, you know, it's just like, I guess it could be nervous laughter or something. They're probably all laughing right now if they're listening. It's just, it's like, this is not the time to laugh. And we're looking at each other like, but I'm about to laugh. I don't know what it is,
I'm
you know.
About to lose
oh,
it.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I remember my dad and I were carrying a piece of furniture years ago. And, you know, and I was young and dad's serious.
Oh, yeah.
And, and I was probably hard to understand because I was a sanguine type personality. You know, just,
are you really?
Everything's funny.
Who
I think
is
so.
This son of mine here?
You have a Duke of Earl. I'm son of Zerl. And so we're carrying this thing down. It's heavy. It's crushing. This thing's a heavy thing. I don't know if it's down the stairs or we're carrying it somewhere. And I just started laughing. And that was very inappropriate. I probably would have been, you know, if that Jared would have done it, I would have been the same.
And he's, dropped that on him.
He's looking at me like, oh my goodness, this is my son.
We get done with this or we'll have
Yeah. And it's just like, but it was in the process. I don't know where that comes from. We were actually I don't know about that. But it was just, we had a lot of officers, you know, when I used to be in law enforcement, you have wear a lot of leather. You have like leather belts and leather keepers and, I mean, everything's leathery. And so when you move, it squeaks or makes noises. And so we were sitting at a funeral, and they put us all behind a wall, a lot of deputies behind this wall, kind of like a makeshift wall, vented-looking thing where we could see what was going on, but they couldn't see us. But we were there, and it was wide open. It was just a visual blocking behind this wall. I mean, you put, like, you know, 20 deputies, you know, in a room, but they can't see them. And all you hear is this, and this whole leathery sound is just echoing in this whole place. Reverent moment you're having here. And as I looked at it, I'm not going to name names, and we're just like, oh, be still. And you just couldn't be still. And the leather just cut, and it's like, oh my goodness, we are going to laugh. This is not good, you know? And, but good medicine's so important to be able to laugh.
Yeah.
You know, and things are getting so crazy right now. The only thing this is what Dad told me. We were talking. He says you have to laugh to keep from crying, and that's about it. You know, I got tired of crying, so now I just laugh. You know, I just laugh, and that. But so you can go to the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com, And at the top, you have a menu now that you can click on the VFN Torch if you want to see it. You can click on prophetic warnings, and all the prophetic warnings come up with words about the economy, the destiny of our president, what's happening with the future, what's happening, how to prepare, you know, what's going to happen to the paper money, and different things going on. Another thing is the wisdom moment. You can find all the wisdom moments by, as another selection, on the VFN TV Torch menu now, not the VFNTV.com. So you go to VFNTV.com, right. Click on the Torch.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to it. And the next one is Good Medicine. So we actually have, you know,
our two funny
moments. No, and it's just, you know, wherever we thought it was, we laughed, you know.
I'm sure they include a Pat t-shirt somewhere in there. I'm sure
the whole thing is about, you know, his working out and, you know, walking around with a measuring tape and all that stuff.
I don't remember that one.
No, he's like, yeah, look at my biceps now.
You know, it's down here.
Oh, I didn't know they pointed down like that. Oh my goodness. Just be glad you have one. Just be glad you have a bicep. I was thinking about picking something up the other day, and as far as I got through my back out. Anyway, so Good Medicine is there too, so you can click, and sometimes you just need to laugh. Mm-hmm. You know, and you can click on that, and all these moments come up. And, of course, VFN TV, VFN Family, and Listen Now. But there's just so much available. So you can still search, like I talked about. Mm-hmm. You know, go up right-hand corner. You can type in Islam. You can type in Christianity. You can type in, you know, whatever, you know, Rethinking Church, you know, which is really important. I mean, there's so many different, over 500 articles available right now. You know, on the VFN Torch, and there, and not only is it articles, but we actually have that highlighted segment of us talking about it. So you don't have to listen to the whole hour. You can listen to that one segment, and you need to hear it. You need to hear this over and over again, because nothing makes sense other than God
right now.
God always makes sense. And the second that God doesn't make sense is a second that a nation is gone.
That's right.
And so we as believers, we need to hear what our spirit says. That's right.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
right. And it's a VFN Torch. So you can go there. You got the prophetic warnings, wisdom moments, good medicine, right now there's actually a post right now where you can watch, you know, the World Trade Center anniversary memorial, which it goes back and just looks, because today is 9/11. It's 11 years to the day.
Mm-hmm.
To the day. And we want to remember, you know, what took place that day.
Sure.
And God let a few people know that was going to take place. Just a few. You probably can name the few.
Yeah.
And, of course, they told us afterwards.
Right.
You know, it's sort of like saying, you should have took a left back there. And it's like, kill him now. You know, it's like, kill him now. And so what we're trying to do, and what we're doing through VFN Radio, is we want you to know now. I mean, you may or may not take the left, but you're going to know you should have taken a left. We're going to take, because God let a few people know back then. I remember, you know, Ken Summerall, Brother Ken, my spiritual father, you know, we were talking at the secret place, and he was talking about how upset he was that 9/11 happened, and it caught him by surprise because he was so used to God letting him know what's going on.
Right.
And that particular thing caught so many people by surprise, because we're all, as, you know, President Bush said, you know, drunk on our success.
Mm-hmm.
And all the greed and all the things that were going on, and it was a warning. It was where God's pulling his hand back from us just momentarily. Well, now, so many people of the Lord are hearing a choir of what God is saying is going to happen, but it seems to be more paralysis now than there's ever been. And it's like, you know, we got to understand this is going, it's going to be, you know, in today of all the days, from what I understand, you know, one of the big, you know, web hosting sites, GoDaddy, just went down. It just went down for a couple hours yesterday, possibly.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
And
several hours.
And their biggest concern, we'll be talking about this tomorrow, is it's that, you know, you don't realize how virtual you are until you're not virtual anymore. You know, you don't
know that.
You're banking, and if somebody says, well, I don't trust these computers, so I call directly. And I tell them, you know, my information directly. But, sir, then they input what you're telling them into their online database.
That's right.
It's all. I mean, there was a day, you know, you know, we believe in, you know, managing, you know, like the Franklin Covey system, value-based vision management that we talk about all the time. You got to, hopefully we'll make this available to you in the future. But it's available at any VFN church in America. You can go to any of the pastors there. But the all your information was written in a paper planner, like your, you know, contact information and, you know, diaries and appointments.
Rolodex.
Well, it wasn't a Rolodex. It was actually the planner, Franklin planner type the thing. So you're carrying this thing with you where you go.
Yeah.
And so then you would feel like, oh, I've lost my planner. I've lost everything, all my personal information.
Right. I would say my brain.
Like my address. Well, like my address or my social security number or my contact list, you know, and you were worried about that. And so the guy says, well, you know, I don't do that anymore because I'm scared I might lose it. So what I do is I enter all that information on an online database.
Right.
Your best case scenario that you would have had a paper planner that you would have lost. But once you put your information online, and when you can, even if you call somebody and they put it online, you've lost it. I mean, it's out there, you know, and it's not one of our sponsors or anything, but you know, people like LifeLock, that's there for a reason, you know, to be able to lock down and bring some sort of sanity until we realize that the Fourth Amendment for Americans has to apply to digital data, which means there has to be some sort. I mean, if China can have a digital wall, you know, we can actually have a constitutional digital wall that, you know, has a system of going over and coming back. And of course, the adversary wouldn't want us to have that. Mm-hmm. The greed of America wouldn't necessarily want to have that, you know, where people are saying that's going to stop my ability to do business with the world. Mm-hmm. But if the Constitution hasn't stopped it before, the borders never stopped it before, why would a digital border, you know, stop us from, we just need to be right when we cross the border. We need to be constitutionally sound, you know, and we're exporting something that is legal, you know, and within our constitutional rights, and importing things that are legal and our constitutional rights. So why would a digital border, we've got to you don't have to change the Constitution. We just have to understand what that means, because, you know, y'all talked about this, I believe, on the last program, but we have a right for our information to be secure.
We sure do.
Right.
You know, and not to be searched and all that. So anyway, that's available on the VFN Torch. You got to check it out. There's so many things available for you right there. We want to remember, you know, as I was watching, I had a chance to watch the CBS segment. If you missed this on 60 Minutes on Sunday, you see it online. That's where you see it. Go to cbsnews.com probably, and you can see this 60 Minutes segment where the Navy SEAL is being interviewed that wrote this book.
Right.
And when they went, it's just a beautiful depiction of, you know, what took place, you know, and in regards to the wisdom and the might that God has given us and the intelligence that God's given us and the surgical procedure of our Navy SEALs.
Right.
And of all the things they could have said when they went to Pakistan. Somebody else would say, and went in there in the dark of night, and got Osama bin Laden. Was they said, once they made the report, this is what they said: for God and country.
Wow,
it's beautiful, is it not?
Wow,
I mean, all the men and women that lost their lives when they were going to work that day in the Twin Towers. And John, you know the Twin Towers. I mean,
oh yeah.
You know,
I've been there.
Yeah,
I've been in them.
That's what I'm talking about. And that could have been the day, you know, that could have been a day that happened. And they've been working on it for quite some time. They tried before to do this.
They tried throwing a bomb. Yeah. There was the bomb, I believe it was in 1993 in Port Authority, and it didn't go off. In fact, my dad was actually working, there at that time, I believe. And actually, that was a different time. There's so many attacks, actually. There's so many attacks that really went unreported. But I remember as a kid in middle school going with my dad to the World Trade Center, and oftentimes we see on the news, but
Sam was a broker. Sam was a broker.
Yeah, he was a broker for Shearson Lehman Brothers at the time, and they were housed, you know, their offices were in the World Trade Center. So I would go in with him to the World Trade Center, and you don't realize the magnitude of the size of these buildings. I mean, you know, no matter what part of the country we live in, we're familiar with tall buildings, but even for New York standard of tall skyscrapers, you really don't understand how huge they were. And to give you a picture, I remember being on before you walk into the building, the World Trade, I remember putting my shoulders by my hands on my dad's shoulders so I could lean back so I can see how tall they were. I mean, I was almost fell back. But to imagine that those buildings came crumbling down.
Well, it's like it's going to fall. It doesn't, when you look up, it looks like it's going to fall. It's like it's going, leaning over you, the building.
Oh, yeah.
Such an
illusion. Well, I remember being all the way at the top. You know, when my dad was working, I'd escape and travel up and down the elevators and get lost. I mean, it was like for hours.
How many floors?
I don't remember how many floors, but it was like hundreds. I mean, I'd get lost in the elevators.
You're not one of those kids that pushed all the buttons.
Man, I pushed buttons.
Oh, my God. You ever got stuck on that? I was like, this kid pushed 400 buttons. We're going to stop at every floor. Ding! Floor 75. Ding! Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, you're so high up there that you could actually see the other tower at certain times when the wind is blowing, or I guess, you know, you could see them swaying back and forth. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
And to think that, you know, they were hit. And to see them come crumbling down. I know, you know, a VFN radio listener, Abe, you know, Abe has a friend that passed away who was trading stocks there. And my dad knew him as well. And it's just sad. It's just so sad to see what happened during that time period. And you, like you said, you know, so many people were shocked. So many people were unaware. And they never could imagine that America could actually be hit on our soil. There was no grid for that. It was just there, like, no grid that we could be attacked on our own soil using our own planes.
And the thing, you know, the thing about it, from what God has been warning us, and you go to the VFN torch and look at prophetic warnings, that is if we as the church, not as people who are not the church, not people who do not claim to follow God, we're talking about those who say they know him and say they're his, that if we don't fully turn back to him, what we've seen on that one day is minor compared to what's going to take place. And and I'll talk more about that in the second hour, or the extra hour today, you know, what the Lord has shared with me, why I was away. But, you know, 9/11, it wasn't then it was. I mean, that's the whole point. You know, it's like, it's not until it is. And so there is, like you said, no grid, but now we have a grid. And I remember watching it. You're looking, you're just mesmerized as you're watching the newscasts, you know, and you can go to the VFN Torch and look at WTC, it stands for World Trade Center 9/11 Anniversary Memorials. It's the number one top on the torch right now. Go to VFNTV.com and click on it and watch it. We need to remember this. It's one thing Israel's very good about, and I just really believe it's been since about 1902 or something that, you know, some atheists got into our country and began to infiltrate us to cause us to begin to forget, you know, where we came from, what happened. And it's also, we become a forgetful people. You know, if a tragedy happens, they throw a sheet over it and say, we don't want to see that. That's bad.
Right.
You know, or if war happens, you know, our memorials are not the tragedy of war, but the remembrance of those who were in it. We go to Israel and they have the Holocaust Museum of the tragedies of that. And you're like in Anne Frank's diary, and you're seeing it. And so because of that, you are aware of it. They have a tank sitting on the side of the road from like 1967 war, I believe it was. The buildings, remember, Pat, the buildings up north, they were still shot up, you know, from when they came in from that particular battle. And it's like, we cover everything up in a hurry, you know, and because of that, you know, if we don't remember, you know, we will remember.
That's right.
Because we'll experience that again. And they were going to work. They were going to work that day, you know, catching the bus, catching the subway, you know, going, you know, down, coming out of that one sub. Imagine how many of them came out of that one subway tunnel that comes out right down there in that district, right in the center
Holland,
of the district.
That's Holland Tunnel coming out there, you know.
But remember the subway tunnel that comes
Oh, the subway, yeah.
Yeah, and that, I mean, imagine how many lost their lives that came out of that tunnel that day.
Yeah, you're right, because it's so close.
It's right there. I mean, it's just right smack dab there. And little did they know that that was going to be their last day.
Mm.
You know, and and then, of course, things that we saw that happened where God just, you know, delayed their showing up to work. And one guy's shoes, he had to go back and change his shoes. And some people, you know, for whatever reason, had to go pick somebody up and didn't go. I mean, it does microseconds. And then you look at these firefighters and these police officers and their tenacity to go into where people were running from. You know, I can kind of relate to that as a law enforcement officer. When people were headed north as a law enforcement officer, we were headed south, you know?
Yeah.
And understanding that they went in. They went into those towers, how tall they are. I mean, it's kind of hard to unless you've been these tall buildings like you're talking about, that it's just you're walking down a death tunnel, that the only way out is back where you came from. There's no, like, emergency exit. You know, you've got to go straight back down again. And they went in.
Yeah.
And they're reasoning and talking with people and all these emotions, and people are jumping escaping from the fire. Mm-hmm. And a human body of, you know, 150, 200 pounds is coming down from all these floors at a rapid rate, where people, from what I understand, some people died from a bodies where they were coming out of the building, where they made it out, where a body fell on top of them, you know, 200-pound weight lands right on top of you. And it's like, America, this is a tragedy. This is horrific. And we need to wake up. This can happen. Like, we didn't have a grid for that. We don't have a grid for what's about to happen to us if we don't repent. Our president, the leader of our country, just was a partner to removing God from the platform of his party in Israel as the capital. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and Hamas as the enemy of Israel, which is the Muslim Brotherhood's militant arm they keep a separation from. But that's their arm, and that's who's coming against Syria. Mm. And Syria, watch Syria. We're going to talk about this in the extra hour. Watch Syria, and I really believe that's going to be the first rapid domino, you know, that this puppy's going over. And our president just made the statement that, and so did our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, that telling Israel that if you attack Iran to defend yourself, you have to understand, you know, to live and not die, and they have a right to live, then you are on your own. They told Israel, you're on your own. You know, while he's bowing down to the King of Jordan, he looks like he's thumping the Prime Minister of Israel in the chest. You can see this on the VFN torch.
In fact, Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, saying that, you know, we believe, speaking for the United States, that there is more time for diplomacy to work. And she admittedly says, well, you know, we understand that Israel's in the heart of it and they don't believe that. They're like, well, yeah, hello. They have, you know, weapons aimed towards us, not towards you. There is no, if the finger was on the other, if it was the other way around, you'd see this as imminent as well.
Right.
So what's up with that?
But they just don't care about Israel.
Exactly.
And we as the church, listen, we have to care. You got to tune into this extra hour. We're going to talk more about this. We're just barely touching this. But we want to remember, you know, remember those that have fallen 9/11, including all of our soldiers who gave their life to defend America, and the Navy SEALs who they're trying to suppress now with the truth of what took place in Pakistan as they went in. And this, they talk about this one lady intelligence officer. You got to see it at CBSNews.com. But she knew everything. She told the SEALs every single thing that was going on. They were so surprised. 100% of what she told them was true, and she's been working for years. And when she came back with the body to Afghanistan, that she's in tears because finally her quest to bring justice and her intelligence that she gathered, it all came to pass, because every corner they turned, every room they went to, every person they saw, even to the point that Osama's brother lived on the second floor before they got to the third floor, and he stuck his head out from around the corner, and he went back, and they didn't know who it was. And so they said they got to find out who it was because they could go to the third floor, and they just called his name out. And so he stuck his head back around, and that's when they took him out before they went up. I mean, everything she said, it was amazing. We need to thank God for that and pray for our Navy SEALs. And here we are coming to the end of our first hour. Praise God. Join us for the extra hour. You got to hear what the Lord shared with me on the time away, a time of prayer, and just kind of soaking in what God's doing. For those that are not going to be able to join us for the extra hour, don't forget you can hear about it on the VFNTV app. Go to VFNTV.com. God bless and have a wonderful day. And for those that are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.